Joining us now, Drake May's offensive coordinator from down at the University of North Carolina, offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey with Gresh and Fourier up here in Boston. Chip, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Doing well. Appreciate you guys having me on.
So what is it like now having coached a guy who was almost the number one pick in the draft?
Yeah, it's special. It was a lot of fun, a special year to spend with him, and just can't say enough about, you know, who he is as a person, and then obviously seeing him every day, you know, doing his thing, and it's going to be a great fit, I think, and I was really excited for he and his family.
So, Chip, when you just so people up here kind of get an idea, like what makes him special? Like what sets him apart other than the obvious?
Yeah, I think. You know, all those guys that are picked high, they all have talent. You know, they're all good players. That's pretty self-explanatory. But the thing, I mean, he is an elite competitor. He is an elite football IQ guy. He is those things people don't really know yet, and those are the things I think that set him apart. The guy's extremely driven, very hard on himself, wants to be coached. You know, when I first got there, you walk into that situation with a guy who had already been successful and, you know, you don't know him, and you're thinking, okay, you know, what's this guy going to be like? But he was really, really a true joy to coach. Just wanted you to coach him every day, wanted to be challenged, very inquisitive, you know, asking the why of things, not just trying to follow the directions of what you're trying to tell him to do. So I just think it's going to be a great fit there, and he's a guy definitely. If I'm a franchise and investing money, which is really what you're doing, you know, he checks all the boxes on and off the field.
So when you showed up, that you installed a brand new offense, right?
Yeah, you know, somewhat. We kept some of the concepts. In fact, to be honest with you, I sat down with him a lot and said, okay, what do you like? What do you not like? And, you know, we all run similar concepts. It's not like it's a night and day different offense. The thing I think we did a little different, we did a lot more, you know, chipping out chip protections and letting him get all the protections right and doing all those things.
So what he was in charge of setting protection, pointing, but did you guys allow him?
Oh, yeah.
Was he pointing out the mic, setting the up all the linemen? So they, okay. Because I feel like a lot of college teams, they don't let their quarterback do that, but he was doing that.
Yeah, I think a lot of them do. I think I hear all these guys say, oh, they don't do it. I mean, every offense I've been in and seen, they do. I just, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's amazing watching some of these guys across the country talk about these guys that I'm not sure they really understand what they're looking at sometimes. But, yes, the guy is extremely bright. The guy, you know, he had all the freedom in the world with the protections and getting it right. Even if we, you know, I didn't tell him the protections. He had to know it and do it. And then if it didn't look right, flip it, go the other way, re-mic, whatever you want to call it. And those are the things that I think will make him really, 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 really special.
Chip Lindsey is the offensive coordinator at the University of North Carolina. He coached Drake May last year. He is with Gresh and Fourier breaking down the New England Patriots quarterback. And, you know, Chip, I'm curious from kind of an overall offensive standpoint. I know there have been some people who break down Drake in the pocket, the feet maybe not set, moving around. I know there were some protection issues at times as well. I'm curious, through your eyes, were there some things within your offense last year that forced Drake to have to either lean on the athleticism or do some things that would be maybe a little bit mechanically unsound?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think the guy's very mechanically sound. He is what he is from the standpoint of he can make plays off platform and move and create things when things break down. In the college game as well as the NFL, you're never going to have, or you're very rarely going to have, a pure clean pocket. You're going to have to be able to move around in some of those things. I mean, the guy was 20 years old, and like I said, was played two seasons. So obviously there's things he needs to improve on, and he understands that as much as anyone. But there's also a lot of clips where he was really clean in the pocket and his feet were set, and he made really, really, really good throws. And he continued to do that as well. The best thing he does, though, is moving around and keeping his eyes downfield. He's going to be really good at that. Those are things that I think are going to serve him very well. If you look at the guys in the league now that do that, the Mahomes, the Josh Allens of the world and all those guys, they're able to create and keep plays alive. And you guys know as well as anyone in that league, you're going to need that because there's really good players on the other side of the ball.
Chip, I'm curious that you come in, you've got a guy who's an ACC player of the year. You talked about the great year that he had 2 years ago. When you got under the hood, what did Coach Chip Lindsey want to tighten up or make better within Drake May's game that you feel like you took a step forward, but there's still maybe a ways to go yet?
Yeah, I think the first of all, as an offense as a whole, we wanted to run the football more, and we had a 1,500-yard rusher. So, you know, that obviously when the year before, Drake was the leading rusher at 700 yards. And so, you know, with that being said, we wanted our offense to be more balanced. We felt like that was really important. That's when Coach Brown hired me. That was one of the things he insisted we do. And then, you know, specifically with Drake, I think the development of just coming along with understanding defenses and what the defenses are doing, understanding, you know, the weaknesses of each and every defense, the preparation each and every day that he does to prepare for that. Those are all the things that I think he made a lot of progress on. And the arm talent and all that stuff, it's there. You know, whether you put your left foot up, your right foot up, or whatever kind of, if you're a push shuttle drop or if you're a big three drop, whatever it is, everybody does it a little different, even around the league. He'll do whatever those guys ask him to do, and he'll do a great job with it.
So we're talking to Chip Lindsey, offensive coordinator of North Carolina, had Drake May his this last year. And I'm curious, you know, the narrative for kids from the South who, you know, never play in snow, don't deal with the elements on a regular basis, struggle to adapt. I'm curious your thoughts on that and if you think that's even a big deal for him.
You know, I don't. You know, he's got, I think for guys with small hands and guys that are maybe not as, don't have the prototypical size, sometimes maybe that matters. You know, we do play in the South, but, you know, we're kind of on the East Coast here or East Side, and we play some cold weather games. I understand we haven't played any snow games or anything like that. But I think, you know, when that's one of the things these teams, when they evaluate, because let me tell you, they do an unbelievable job of evaluating these guys, the scouts and the, all the different people that come in, the personnel departments and things that come in and do their research on these guys. I think those are things they do take into account. But I don't see that being an issue with Drake at all. The guys, he's ready to go every day and prepares. And I think the people in New England are going to be really happy with him.
You know, so I think the one thing that's kind of making us chuckle up here, we used to have a guy up here that played. His name was Rob Gronkowski. And he came, he had a lot of brothers, and, you know, they were rough and tumble, and he was one of the toughest guys because of that, you know, upbringing. Drake's the youngest of four. I'm assuming, mm-hmm. you know, he shared some stories with you about how he had to keep up or maybe even live in the shadows of his older brothers. Do you think that's part of why he is the competitor that he is?
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of it. Just the way his family raised him, you know, got a great set of parents, mom and dad. They're just unbelievable people, and you can see all through four of those brothers. They're close-knit family, and I'm sure Drake took his lumps throughout the years, as young brothers sometimes do, for sure. But, you know, that's the one thing you'll see about him. He's going to work. He's extremely competitive, and I think his background, he's as humble as a kid as I've ever been around. You know, my kids love him. I got four kids of my own, and they're just – he just connects with everybody, and he'll do that there as well. He'll connect with everybody in that building, and I think you're going to be really excited when, you know, when it's all said and done.
Chip, how much interaction did you have with the Patriots brass in terms of their investigating and digging in on Drake?
Yeah, a lot. Those guys came several times. They were here quite often, actually, and you know, obviously they want to sit down and you know, pick your brain on what your thoughts are on this or that. And a lot of it's off the field stuff. A lot of it's his personality. A lot of it is kind of who he is, how he prepares, getting to know him, you know, internally. They understand, they see the talent, they see all those things, but I remember them being at many practices and doing a lot of just casual conversations and then sitting down with them as well. So, those first class organization, those guys do a great job, and as they should, you know, anytime you invest in a draft pick or that high draft pick and that kind of money, I think it's something they take a lot of pride in doing their homework on. They did a fabulous job.
Coach, while we got you on the line, I know that last night Drake May was asked about Tez Walker. He had an interesting sort of re-entry back into college football of the, you know, ranked guys that I'm just looking at on ESPN. They've got him 10th, but he is kind of a unique case. What can you tell us about Tez Walker if the Patriots do think to decide to pair him up with, meaning to pair Drake May up with a guy he's already played with?
Yeah, I tell you, Tez's story is unbelievable, and you know what that kid went through and the things that he did, and to get back with us, and you know, he really only played 7.5 games because he didn't start the first game. He came back, and that was a huge piece that was missing for Drake. You know, you look around last night, you see LSU's got 2 first round receivers along with the quarterback, and you know, our guys are a little bit younger. We've got younger players that I think will be really good, but you know, Tez is a guy that. Same as Drake, he's just wired the right way. They want to work. They want to put the time in. He can really run. I mean, he's as good a runner as I've been around. And I think Tez's future is really bright. He'll continue to develop as well.
So we did grab Drake May last night right before he, I guess he was done with all his interviews. And I mentioned to him, hey, listen, we're going to talk to your offensive coordinator tomorrow. We're going to talk to Chip. I said, you have a message for him. Would you like to know what he said?
I bet I can call it. How about something about Country Bumpkin? Did he say something about that?
No. Well, close, but it had to do with your golf game and how bad it was. That's what his comments were.
I think the exact quote was, "Tell him he stinks at golf." I think.
Yeah, he was more. Yeah, that was it. Directly smack dab at your golf.
And then
game.
He laughed and walked off.
Yeah.
Well, he knows where I'm at. If he wants to come try.
Ooh, okay.
Like some people say, I'm not hard to find, so he knows where I'm at. But just a lot of fun. Going to miss him.
Great breakdown, Chip. Thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Good luck this upcoming season, and thanks for the breakdown.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.